So this is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm visiting with Eric Solness. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Kate. Thanks for saying it correctly.
you're welcome, even with my accent, I guess. So, Eric, you are with Enroll Wyoming. I don't think many people know what Enroll Wyoming is. Can you just give us a description, explain?
You're not wrong. They don't know what it is. I spend most of my time trying to get them to know what it is, and they seldom do. We are a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to help folks navigate the healthcare marketplace, healthcare.gov, and open enrollment, which starts now, by the way, and until mid-January. People tend to go on there and get intimidated by how to sign up for healthcare for the Affordable Care Act, and we exist to help them figure out how that works.
So you're sort of like a wingman, just helping people with their own individual health insurance needs,
yes,
or wants. Do you, are you able to get them better prices? Are you constrained by the system in any way? What can you actually do for somebody?
Well, it's the system that actually lets us get them better prices. Because of the Affordable Care Act on healthcare.gov, we're able to usually offer subsidies that greatly reduce the price of healthcare. The plans themselves are through Blue Cross Blue Shield or Mountain Health Co-op, but 4 out of 5 of the people that apply with us end up getting greatly reduced prices, and most of the ones that I work with, frankly, end up getting it for free.
Wow. And so let's just talk for a moment about Enroll Wyoming. What is that?
Well, we're just a nonprofit organization, and we work out of the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center out of Cheyenne. There's 11 of us in the state. We cover the entire state of Wyoming. I'm based here in Buffalo, and I cover the northeast corner of the state. And the rest of our navigators work in other parts of the state as well. And we travel to different communities. I was in Gillette yesterday, and I go to bigger and smaller towns and try to help folks get health care if they don't have it.
So if I've got a health insurance question, I can just call you, and you then come and visit with me, or we arrange to meet somewhere, or you have an office. How does that work?
Well, you certainly can. I'm not a health insurance expert, per se, in that, I mean, I will help you connect to someone who can answer the questions if you ask something I can't answer. But I generally meet people in the community where they live. I work out of home and in the local communities. I have office hours at the Chamber of Commerce, both here and in Gillette, and I will meet you wherever you like. I've met at coffee shops and libraries and diners, wherever people prefer to meet.
So talk me through what happens. You know, a typical, session with a client. Do you call them clients?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Clients or consumers are sometimes used.
Yes.
I prefer clients.
Yes.
They'll come and sit down with me and generally tell me the situation they're in. We don't have insurance because of this, or we lost this job, or we moved recently, or I recently got married, or whatever their situation is. They need health care, and I will then ask them personal information. They'll tend to need to bring some income information or have some idea of what they're going to file on their taxes this year. And based on that, we'll enter their information into the website and see what kind of subsidy we can get them to reduce the price of healthcare. And then if they're interested in signing up for a plan right there, I can help them with that as well, or I can direct them where to go when they want to do so.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I took a look at health insurance a while back myself, and it's very difficult to understand really whether you're getting the right deal at the best price.
It can be intimidating, especially where taxes are involved. People don't want to make any mistakes and completely by accident put wrong information in there and then feel that the IRS will be coming for them later. So we exist completely to make sure they're doing things above board and accurately, and that they're getting exactly what they're entitled to with no negative consequences or nothing to fear.
And so, you know, what are you seeing right now? What are the big challenges? I think everybody's feeling the pinch. Are people dropping their health insurance just to make ends meet? What do you actually see?
Well, there are less and less employers that even provide health insurance options to their employees, and buying health insurance out of pocket without any sort of assistance can be very expensive. It can be, you know, more than $1,000 a month sometimes to just buy a good plan through a large provider. And generally, those same plans are available through healthcare.gov with a subsidy to be $50 a month or less for, again, 4 out of 5 people, depending on your income.
That's a significant saving.
It's often a complete saving.
Yeah. So it really does make, potentially, it's worth coming to you and talking to you, because you could make a significant saving on your healthcare and maybe get a better plan that's more suited to you.
I mean, there's really no downside in that we don't charge for our services. We are a nonprofit, so people often ask me what they owe me at the end of these meetings, and not a dang thing. I exist as a community service and resource, so I'm more than happy to go to wherever anyone needs to meet me and help them find out what's available for them. And if nothing is available, that's the worst case scenario, really. You may have wasted 20 minutes and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how does Enroll Wyoming as a nonprofit sustain itself?
We are funded federally. We're grant funded.
Right. So do you exist in other states as well?
There are navigating programs in other states. Each state has their own guidelines, depending on their own policies towards Medicare, Medicaid expansion and that sort of thing. But again, we are already paid for through federal tax dollars. So free service is one way of putting it. Another way to look at it is you've already paid for us. So we're a service you've already paid for, much like unemployment compensation or disability. So why not take advantage of it? You've already paid.
Fabulous. And are you busy?
Busier and busier. This is our busy time of year. November 1st is when the enrollment opens to the community at large, and anyone can get signed up or change their healthcare plans if they already have one, and that lasts in the middle of January. This is our busy season, and we like it that way, so don't let that stop you from calling, please.
Right, okay. Okay, yes, I'm aware of the advertising, the constant barrage of advertising, you know, option C, plan C, whatever it is, and I keep thinking I need to look at that.
There's a lot to look at. And again, it's intimidating for a lot of people. And if they need someone to sit with them through it and help them make more sense of it, that's what I'm for.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for your time. Eric, is there anything that you would like people to potentially know, potential clients? You know, is there anything else that you would like to know? I will post a link to your website.
Fantastic.
Which will have your contact details on it too, of course. But is there anything else that you feel that the public could benefit from knowing?
Well, the things I'd like to emphasize, again, is it is a free service. That bears repeating because no one ever seems to understand that one.
Yeah, sometimes people don't believe that
I am not an insurance salesman. I am a public servant. Please take advantage. But the best way to contact us, if you can't remember anything else, is just call 211 and ask for help getting signed up for insurance, and they will refer you to us. But if you want more specifics, enrollyo.org is our webpage.
And to be clear, it's for anybody of any age?
Anybody of any age who is a tax-paying adult, or their dependents, of course.
Right.
You couldn't have a child sign up.
And no, if you're exactly, always, yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And it's a really phenomenal community service that you're offering here. I hope people will be getting hold of you. I certainly could use some help.
I'll be happy to help you after the effort on here.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Eric Solnas with Enroll Wyoming.
Thank you, Kate.